upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's going on, Winning Shot family, man? It's your boy, Zach. We here with another episode. We're not live tonight, but we got some good stuff for you. We're going to be talking about WNBA draft, recapping the draft, handing out some grades, talked about some steals. And I got to get something off my chest, man, about the WNBA draft in itself as a whole, man. And so lock in, hit that subscribe button. If you're on YouTube, watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up, drop your comments in the comment section, drop your questions in the comment section, talk to us, man. We love to hear from y'all, but, let's get into it, man. First off, man, shout out to everybody who got drafted last night, lifelong dreams being lived out, being accomplished, crossing that stage, being able to shake the commissioner's hand, for the ones who was drafted in the first round, man. Unbelievable, man. Historic draft night. They said the views was the second highest behind last year's. And we know last year's featured Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. So, of course, the number's going to be skewed a little bit when you got those two, polarizing athletes in the conversation. Everybody wants to see Caitlin Clark. Everybody wants to see Angel Reese. So, you know, tough to follow that up. But they did a great job, man. A great night. Paige Beckers went number one, as we expected, to Dallas. But before we get into all of those draft picks, man, like I said, man, I got to get this off my chest, man. So we did the live recording, me and John. We was on here kicking it, man, talking about the draft picks live, giving our live reactions to it. And we made it through the first round. We stuck around for, you know, a few of the second round picks. And if you know anything about the WNBA, man, you know the roster spots are pretty limited, right? There's not too many players that's going to make a lot of these rosters, if we're being honest. It starts to get a little bit scary when you get to that second and third round on who's actually going to make the roster, who's going to, you know, stick around and actually contribute to these teams that are picking and selecting them. So My biggest gripe with the WNBA draft is that they have three rounds. They have to follow suit. They have to follow the NBA, the MNBA, as some people call it, motto of the two-round system. Now, like I said, the roster spots is tough to come by. With the expansion coming, we got Golden State added this year, so that's going to free up some spots out there. We got two teams coming in next year, Toronto Tempo and the team out in Portland. So that's going to help out a little bit. But as of right now, man, there's a lot of veterans out there that still feel like they can play at a high level, that are still playing at a high level. And these rookies that are coming in, man, they're just getting the short end of the stick, right? So specifically last night's draft, right? Third round comes around. Cool. We got Serena Sundell. Got drafted pretty early on. She was probably expected to go in the first round. So tough for her to drop all the way to the third round. I know she probably was a little bit disappointed in that. But the two picks that really bothered me when it came to that third round, and these are two teammates, two players from a national championship winning team. Two players, one that can really hoop. Caitlin Chan, she can really hoop. Shout out to her. When she was at Princeton, she was hooping. But as the saying goes, what have you done for me lately? Miss Chan took a step back going to UConn. Now, one thing that I always say is, you know your role and excel in it. She did that. She did that at UConn. She was the point guard. She got out the way of the stars. She let Paige, she let AZ, she let Sarah Strong do their thing. Cool. But when it comes to the draft, that pick could have went to somewhere else. Now the coach, Miss Keene. Miss Keene, you could have chose somebody else. Could have chose somebody else. You got Deja Kelly out there, Jules Spear out there. You could have went a number of different ways. You want me, Caitlin Chan? It reminds me of Make a Wish. We just drafted anybody. We just letting anybody just go to a team. Congratulations, smile. You're gonna get cut next week. Not gonna make the team. Now, in the case of Chan, she's probably not gonna make the team. They drafted Cheyenne Sellers in the second round. That play is pretty much the same position, point guard, more versatile guard, more athletic guard, bigger size. So Caitlin Chan, you're probably not going to make the team. But the one pick that really had me hot, Miss Aubrey Griffin. Miss Griffin, you've been hurt way more than you played at UConn. Great potential. When she was playing early in her career, I thought she was going to be one of them ones. But injuries happen. This year, she came back, barely did anything, came off the bench, didn't do much of anything, but yet she got drafted. What WNBA, what are we doing? What are we doing? Now, you might be thinking, oh, they just wanted to get drafted. This is a big moment. We should be celebrating them. That's cool. That's cool. We should celebrate them. Congratulations. Good job. But you about to be overseas in a couple weeks. You're going to be overseas. You are not going to be on that WNBA team's roster who drafted you. Now, you might be thinking, Zach, man, you tripping, man. You tripping. But I got some names for you. We're going to look back at the past three drafts, 2024, 2023, 2022. When we look at the third round, let's just say there was 11, 12 picks each of those rounds. So let's just say 36, right? Out of 36 draft picks, here are the names of players who either were on a roster and played some way, right? Let's look. 2024. Nobody. 2023. All right. We got a couple names. Victoria Saxton, who is at South Carolina. Versatile. I view that more of a thank you, Aaliyah Boston situation. Aaliyah Boston is one of the faces of the Indiana Fever. Victoria Saxton played alongside her at the University of South Carolina. We want to keep Aaliyah happy. So we're going to keep Miss Saxton on the roster. Now, she's only played about 2 or 3 minutes a game. You probably won't see her on the court. She probably won't even make the team this year. That's one person. Next person, Taylor Soley. And she's bounced around a little bit. Played sparing minutes here and there. Spot minutes here and there. Taking up a roster spot. Let's go to 2022. We got a couple names. We're going to start with Jade Melbourne. tough. Point guard, backup point guard. She got a lot of minutes last season with the Washington Mystics. Before that, spot minutes here and there. Okay, cool. Next name, Sika Kone. Versatile, big, solid. Spot minutes here and there, though. So I say all of that to say, they got to get rid of that third round, man. Like I said, out of 36 picks, I just named four people that play about, outside of Jay Melbourne, who plays role player minutes. These other three, bench warmers. As they say in the black church, I'm glad to be in the number one more time. They're glad to be on the roster one more time. We got to get rid of the third round, man. We got to get rid of the third round. It's not doing anything. They're not taking up roster spots. They're taking up space and opportunity for other players, other individuals to make a living, to contribute to the team, to make a name for themselves. Let's just get rid of the third round, man. It's not a lot going on. We look at it this year. This year might be a little bit more that make a roster. But once again, will they play? If they make the roster, will they play? When you look at these third round draft picks specifically, you have to have something that stands out. What do you do that's special that's going to keep you on the team, whether that's hard-nosed defense, whether that's your ability to facilitate, your ability to run a team, your ability to score at a very high level, your ability to rebound at a very high level, your versatility? What are you bringing to the table that separates you, that's going to keep you on a roster, that's going to allow you to play meaningful minutes for a team? Now we're going to get into these draft grades. And, you know, like, as I mentioned, a lot of these players are probably not going to make the team. We were talking in the group chat, me and a few friends, we were talking in the group chat about how many people we thought, you know, would make rosters out of the entire draft, right? Got 13 teams now. How many people are going to make these opening day rosters? Me personally, I think it's only going to be 11 or 12 players from the entire 38 picks in this year's draft that are probably going to make an opening day roster. 11 or 12. I don't think it's going to be much higher than that. Now, we can come back to this. We can revisit this in a couple of weeks, when the opening day rosters are confirmed, once training camp is over, we can revisit this. We can see, hey, Zach, man, you was right. Or Zach, hey, man, you was way off, bruh. Check me, please. Please. I'm going to be here. We're going to be here all W season. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. But let's get into these grades, man. Enough of that. Like I said, get rid of the third round, man. Go to a two-round system. The best get drafted. It is what it is. I'm sorry. Be better. Be better. You want to make it to the W? Be better. So that's that on that, man. I just wanted to get that off my chest real quickly. Like I said, let me know. I might be tripping. If y'all think the third round should stay, let me know in the comments, man. Keep me in the comments. Let's talk about it, man. Give me your thoughts on what you think. Maybe I'm tripping, but I don't think I am. I've looked at the numbers. I've looked at the teams. I've looked at the rosters. Nobody from the third round is moving the needle. Let's just go ahead and eliminate it. Let's pull the plug. Let's cut the cord. It's over. Third round, I'm sorry, but you're not good enough. Plain and simple. But let's get into these grades, man, these draft grades, man. Like I said, man, we had a great night, 2025 WNBA draft. We're going to go in what? Alphabetical order, I believe. So we're going to start with the Atlanta Dream. They only had two picks. They picked up round two, pick six. They got Tahina Pau-Pau out of South Carolina, sniper, shooter, combo guard, shooting high 30, low 40% from three, sniper, shooter. Round three, pick 11. They got Taylor Theory out of Ohio State, another excellent shooter, versatile defender, can defend multiple positions, can play multiple positions on the offensive end. Hey, new coach in Atlanta, coming from Florida Gulf Coast, where they were known for shooting threes. Hey, for Atlanta to only have two picks, good job.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm gonna give them a B for this. Like I said, Pau-Pau coming in combo guard, can shoot it at a very high level. She should make the team. I definitely think when you look at this Atlanta Dream roster, I think after looking at, you know, the stars that they have on this team, BG, Ryan Howard, Alicia Gray, Jordan Canada, just to name a few, Haley Jones, she's not really a star, but she's a somewhat of a decent role player. And I think that they have about, you know, 5 to 6 roster spots open. On their roster that's up for grabs. A lot of solid role players on that roster that can either make the roster or, you know, get cut. But I definitely like Pau-Pau's chances to make the roster very high. Backup player, bench player coming off the bench, backing up Ryan Howard, backing up Jordan Canada. Definitely going to push them, definitely learn from them. Be a sponge. Ryan's one of the best scorers in the W. So if Pau-Pau can learn anything from her, creating her own shots, that's something that we saw her do a little bit more this year at South Carolina. Playing with the ball, putting the ball on the floor, finishing around the hole. So she's not necessarily just a sniper, not just a shooter. She can score at pretty much all three levels. So that's going to be interesting to see. Taylor Theory probably could compete and you know, possibly make the roster, possibly. It's going to be tough. Like I said, she was one of those third-round picks. So we'll see. But I definitely like Pau-Pau's chances. Like I said, I'll give them the Atlanta Dream a B in last night's draft. Only two picks. They did what they could, added shooting. That's going to be a key for Atlanta, is having those shooters on the court and getting them opportunities to score the ball. So we're going to move on, man. Chicago Sky, they had 1, 2, 3, 4 picks in last night's draft, including 2 first-round picks and 2 picks in the second round. So at round 1, pick 10, they got I'm about to butcher her name. So I'm sorry to her, but yeah. Asa Sivka out of Slovenia, stretch 4, can shoot it. Gives them a little bit of a different look than Angel Reese at the 4 position. We know Angel is a beast on the glass, rebounding machine, double-double queen. She's been seen, you know, in Unrivaled, trying to, you know, stretch the floor, expand her range. But Sivka is a traditional, a true stretch 4, and gives them a little bit more versatility from Angel Reese at the 4 position. You still got Camilla down low. You got Elizabeth Williams down low. So she should be able to help them stretching the floor and providing some shooting. Round one, pick 11, Haley Van Lith. They needed a point guard. They got their point guard. HVL reuniting with Angel Reese. We love to see it. We saw Angel tweet out, you know, we didn't get it right the first time. Referencing, you know, their time at LSU, where Haley Van Lith, people started to write her off because of how bad she was looking. Running the offense, she's a much better point guard than what she showed at LSU. And we saw that at TCU. Her ability to score, her ability to facilitate and get others involved has grown. The Sky, they lost pretty much all their guards. They lost Dana Evans. They lost Kennedy Carter. They traded Marina Mabry last year in the middle of the season. They lost Lindsey Allen as well in the offseason. So they had to get a guard. They needed a point guard. I know before they had traded for Ariel Atkins, they had, you know, a top pick in the draft. I think they had pick 3 that they ended up trading to the Mystics for Ariel Atkins, right? So with Ariel Atkins, they get a combo guard. But, you know, if they would have had that, you know, that number 3 pick and, you know, some other things happen with Olivia Miles possibly, you know, declaring for the draft, they could have possibly had a point guard in Olivia Miles. But, I mean, you get HVL. Not bad. So shout out to HVL, man. Definitely rose her draft stock this past year playing at TCU. Pretty much revitalizing her career. Because, like I said, people had written her off when she was at LSU. So shout out to HVL, man. First round draft pick. I know she was excited last night. And, you know, you get to go and play with the Angel Reese, a dog. Somebody who HVL has called a dog. So, great opportunity for her. Their second round picks. Round 2, pick 4. They got Maddie Westbelt out of Notre Dame. Westbelt came off an injury this past year. She got banged up at the end of the last year. And then she came back, mid-season this year? And, you know, she held it down. Now, she held her own. Definitely had some flashes, but I think we saw the best of her last season, the year before last, at Notre Dame. Once again, a big that can stretch the floor. They already have Camilla. They already have Angel. They already have Elizabeth Williams. Maddie Westbelt, another big that can stretch the floor, expand her range, can play a little bit of the 4. Probably maybe the 5, sparingly, spot minutes at the 5, just depending on the matchup. A small ball 5, if you will. So we'll see. And then their last pick, Aisha Kolabali from Texas A&M, shooting guard, bucket getter. I think she led Texas A&M in scoring the past couple of years, actually. So we'll see. I think it's going to be a little bit tough for those last two to make the roster. But we'll see. I definitely think when you look at the Chicago Sky roster, I think they have about 2 to 4 spots that's up for grabs. If it is 2, I definitely think HVL and the other first round pick definitely have a good shot at making the roster. If it is 4, maybe Maddie Westbelt. But we'll see. I definitely think that they have some holes to fill at the guard position. So the guards probably have a better chance of making the roster than the bigs. The front court in Chicago is pretty much established. Like I said, you got Camilla, 6'7". She's not getting cut. Angel's not getting cut. Elizabeth Williams not getting cut. So it's going to be a little tough in the front court, Westbelt. But like I said, you got to have something that kind of stands out in those later rounds. Westbelt's ability to stretch the floor is something that can help her stand out. So we'll see in Chicago. But like I said, I think they definitely have about, you know, 2 to 4 spots that's open and up for grabs with the Sky. We're going to move on to the Connecticut Sun. They had three picks in last night's draft. Round one, pick seven. They got Anissa Murrow, double-double queen, relentless on the boards, a dog, undersized dog. I love her tenacity. I love her energy. She's going to be tough, man. That was a great pick. Oh, my bad, my bad. I got ahead of myself. I got to give Chicago a grade. My bad, Chicago. I'm going to give them a C. I'm going to give Chicago a C. I definitely think they need to focus a little bit more on the guard position. I think they probably went best available with HVL. But we'll see how that works out. I'm going to give them a C. That was average. Could have did better by prioritizing the guard position a little bit more, especially when you have somebody like a Cheyenne Sellers still on the board in the second round, and you pass up on her to get Maddie Westbelt. I just don't think you can allow that to happen if you're a team in need of a guard like Chicago is. I think you take somebody like a Cheyenne Sellers, and you see who wins the battle between her and HBL for that next guard position next to Ariel Atkins. So I'm gonna give them a C, just because I don't think that they prioritized the guard position enough in last night's draft. But back to the Connecticut Sun. Like I said, I love that Murrow pick. I love that pick for them. They're rebuilding. They literally lost everybody. They lost Bree Jones. They lost AT. They lost Dewana Bonner. They lost Dejanay Carrington. They lost their head coach, Stephanie White. Marina Mabry doesn't want to be there. They signed Tina Charles, Diamond DeShields, Lindsay Allen. They still got Olivia Nelson Adota down low. But Murrow, a true four, she could play the four next to Tina Charles. I think Olivia Nelson Adota slide back to the bench easily. I think Murrow's definitely going to get that starting power forward position. And like I said, she's a dog. She's tough. You know what you're getting from her. I'm surprised she actually fell 2-7. I had her going a little bit higher in my mock draft. But I think she fits Connecticut perfectly. She's a dog. She's a rebounder. Can score down low amongst the bigs. So shout out to Anissa Murrow. And then the very next pick, Saniya Rivers, NC State. Combo guard, versatile. Can defend, can play multiple positions. Has to work on her jump shot a little bit. I was surprised that they actually drafted her. I definitely thought that they were going to go get Isaiah James or somebody. That's more of a score in that situation, especially with Marina Mabry wanting out. There's no telling what's going to happen with that situation. If they're going to trade her or if they're going to just let her sit and let her sulk in Connecticut. But she definitely doesn't want to be there. And with that, I definitely thought they was going to try to find a replacement for her. And I don't think Saniya Rivers is that player, but versatility is what's key for Saniya. Her ability to play with the ball, without the ball, defend multiple positions, play multiple positions on the offensive end. But I definitely thought they would go with more of a score in that situation. Round two, pick 13, they got Ryan Marshall out of USC, center, rim protector, can shoot it a little bit, but she's mainly there for defense. You got Tina Charles at the center position. You got Olivia Nelson Adota that can also play the center position. It's going to be tough for Miss Marshall to make the squad, but we're going to see, man. Connecticut definitely has a good bit of openings. Like I said, they're rebuilding. There's no telling how long Mabry's going to be there. I think they have about, 5 to 6 roster spots that's up for grabs outside of the locks that's on the roster already. So we're going to see. They had three draft picks last night. I love that Murrow pick. I think that pick alone, I would probably give them I gave Chicago a C. I'll probably give them a C+. That Murrow pick was very good, but next two picks was somewhat questionable. We're going to see how Saniah Rivers pans out for Connecticut. Hopefully she works out good for them. Like I said, versatile defender, can guard multiple positions. Not really an elite scorer, but can facilitate, can rebound for a guard. So we're going to see how that pans out. But I'll give them a C+. Let's move on to Dallas. Dallas had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They had 5 picks last night, including the number one pick, Miss Paige Beckers, as we talked about earlier. No surprise there. No surprise there. Best player in the draft. Best available player. We're going to see how that pairing works with her and Arike. Arike is a bucket getter, man. Arike is a bucket getter. She doesn't really need anybody to pass her the ball. She can create her own shot, score at all three levels. She can get to the hole. She can step back signature, step back three. Her patented move. Like I said, three-level score. So we're going to see how Paige is able to play with her, with the ball, without the ball. A lot of assists is probably going to be on the way, as Paige mentioned last night in the interview. So we're going to see how
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
That works out, man. I'm excited to see how that backcourt is. I know Dallas has struggled in the past few years with finding the right backcourt mate to pair with Arike. Last year, they drafted J.C. Sheldon at 5. That didn't work out. J.C. is now in Connecticut with the Sun. She's not even on the wings anymore. So that just goes to show that that pairing didn't necessarily work. And they ended up moving her in a draft and in a trade, not in the draft, in the trade. So yeah, we're gonna see how that Paige pick works. Round one, pick 12, they went with Isaiah James out of NC State, bucket getter. Low key reminds me of Arike, with her ability to score from all three levels. And Isaiah is one of the most clutch players in this draft class. We saw it 2 years in a row at NC State. When March Madness came around, Isaiah James took it to a different level. Way different level. Put the team on her back. Lefty. Like I said, can score from all three levels. I like that pick for them. So we're going to see. Hopefully she can learn some things from Arike. They also got Dejanay down there. And you drafted alongside Paige. So Zaya, go be a sponge, go get buckets, do what you do, go hoop. And then we look at it, move on to round two, pick two. They got Madison Scott out of Ole Miss, versatile wing player, can score. Was probably the best player on Ole Miss the past few years during her time there, veteran. Like I said, versatility, can score, likes to get to the mid-range. Can post up, good size, good length, good athleticism. So shout out to Madison Scott, man. Shout out to Coach Yo and Ole Miss. Moving on, round three, they had 2 picks in round three. Round three, pick 2, J.J. Quinterly out of West Virginia. Guard, can score. Glad she got drafted. Will she make the team? I don't know. So we'll see. And then round three, pick 6. Arnett Vonley, the younger sister of Noah Vonley, if you're familiar with the NBA, out of Baylor. Versatile, big. She was at Colorado before going to Baylor. Will she make the team? I don't know. But we'll see. I think Dallas definitely has about 4 to 5 roster spots that's up for grabs. So we're going to see who makes it, who makes the cut, and who's going to be playing either overseas or looking for a new team to join. But overall, Dallas, man, I give them a I'm gonna give them a B plus. I'm gonna give them a B plus. Paige and Isaiah, very good picks. I like the Madison Scott pick too. Just interested to see if she's gonna actually make the team. But yeah, those first round picks, Paige, Isaiah, go hoop, man. Do what y'all do, man. Be generational talents like y'all are. Go be difference makers, man, and make some noise in Dallas, man. We're going to move on to Golden State. The Valkyries, the newest team in the WNBA. And I got on them a little bit already about their third-round pick and drafting Caitlin Chan. They had three picks in this year's draft. Pick one, round one, pick five. Juste Joyce, mispronounced her name, from out of Lithuania. But when we were recording last night, man, my boy John said it best, man. Who? who is this? We're going to see, man. Seems to me as though, you know, Golden State is trying to be, you know, the melting pot team of the WNBA this year. A lot of overseas players, if you look at their roster. So we're going to see what happens, man. I really like their second round pick, pick five. Round two, pick five, Cheyenne Sellers. She slipped into the second round. A lot of mock drafts had her going in the first round. They have her listed as a point guard. I see her more as a two guard. She played a good bit off the ball this past year with Sarah Tibiasi running the point at Maryland. Cheyenne got the opportunity to play off the ball. They ran a lot of sets for her operating out the mid-range. Can score from all three levels. So I like that pick. For them, overall, man, I'm gonna give them a C minus. Just not a lot there outside of the Cheyenne Sellers pick. I think they have about, you know, 3 to 4 roster spots that's up for grabs. But I'm gonna give them a C minus. But I really do like that Cheyenne Sellers pick by the Valkyrie. So let's move on to the Indiana Fever. Fever had a. They had three picks in last night's draft. They didn't have a first-round pick, but they did have a second-round pick. They had two second-round picks. Round two, pick seven, they got Mikayla Timpson out of Florida State. Center, defender, shot blocker. I like that pick. Can protect the rim. You already got Natasha Howard down there at the five. You got AB at the five, that can also play the four. You got Dantas down there as well. Dewana Bonner playing the four. So there's a lot of competition down there, especially in the front court. So we're going to see. I definitely think that Timpson should have a shot to make the team just because of her defensive ability. Once again, just going back to that thing that I mentioned earlier, you have to have that one thing that stands out. And for Timpson, that's her defense. She averaged, what, 3 blocks per game last year at Florida State. Very great rim protector, paint defender, lockdown, can also score though, can rebound. So that's what you like in a big: defend, rebound, and can score. Can't beat it. With the second pick, they had round two, right at immediately after picking Timpson, they went and got another defender, Bree Hall, Seatbelt Gang, CEO of Seatbelt Gang. Can guard multiple positions, 2 out of 3. We saw her ability to knock down threes the past few years as well, catch and shoot. Can't really create anything off the dribble for real. But like I said, great defender. She might be able to make the roster. It's gonna be tough. But she might be able to make the roster strictly off of defense, similar to Timpson. We know where the scoring is coming from with Indiana. You got CC, you got Caitlin Clark, Kelsey Mitchell, Aaliyah Boston, Dewana Bonner, Natasha Howard. That's pretty much enough scoring right there. You got Sophie Cunningham coming off the bench. You still got Lexi Hall, Sid Carlson as well. I think they have probably about maybe three roster spots open. So we're going to see if Bree Hall is able to make the roster. And then round three, pick 8, they got Yvonne Edgem out of Gonzaga. solid pick, versatile big, can score, can rebound. Probably going to be tough for her to make the roster. Like I said, they're just deep in the front court right now in Indiana, so it's going to be very tough. But I like that Timpson pick, but I'll give them a C, average. Not really too much you can do in that situation, drafting only in the second and third round. As I mentioned in my spiel earlier, you got to get rid of the third round. A lot of these players drafted in the third round are not going to make the team. So not too much Indiana could do in that situation with two second-round picks and one third-round pick. So I'll give them a C. Let's move on down to the Aces. They had two picks, none in the first round. And they probably only have about two or three roster spots that's available and open. If that, a veteran squad, a team that is going to be competing for a championship, they're just looking to fill holes, right? Whoever they drafted was probably not going to come in, definitely not coming in and starting. Probably not going to see significant minutes if they do make the team. Probably spot minutes here and there. Similar to like a, you know, Kate Martin, Sid Colston type situation last year for the Aces. But with round two, they had the first pick in round two. They got Aaliyah Nye out of Alabama. Knockdown shooter, versatile, good catch and shoot player. So when you look at, you know, playing alongside Jewel Lloyd, Chelsea Gray, Jackie Young, Asia Wilson, those type of players, she might have an opportunity to, like I said, fill that Kate Martin role. Kate Martin last year hit some big shots, stood in the corner a lot. But when the ball came to her, she was ready. She was ready to shoot it. So Aaliyah Nye could definitely, you know, take that role. And then, you know, third round pick, they drafted Harmony Turner out of Harvard. She was the only mid-major player to get drafted in this year's draft. But like I said, third round pick. She was tough at Harvard. She had 40 something points against Princeton in the tournament, in the Ivy League tournament. So she's a bucket, speedy, can defend, can score at all three levels. That's what you look for in a point guard. But I mean, you drafted her in the third round. They don't really have a lot of roster spots open. Good luck to Miss Turner. Hopefully she can shake some things up and possibly make the roster. But we'll see, man. We're going to see. They did what they could with their draft picks. So I give them a C+. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be interesting to see if either one of them, you know, actually make the team. So we're going to see, man. Shout out to Vegas, man. Vegas should definitely be up there again. Back in that championship contention, you got the MVP, you got the best player in the league playing, you add Jewel Lloyd. So we're going to see how that dynamic works with Jackie Young, Asia Wilson, Chelsea Gray, and Jewel Lloyd. Jewel Lloyd pretty much replacing Kelsey Plum. So we're going to see how that works out. Hopefully it works out good for them. Like I said, they should be definitely in that conversation and in those top tier teams of competing for a championship this upcoming season. So we're going to see. Let's move on to the Sparks. And they had three picks. First round, round one, pick 9. They drafted Sarah Ashley Barker out of Alabama. We saw her body of work over her career at Alabama, bucket getter, can score at all three levels, can knock down free throws. We saw her historic performance against Maryland in that NCAA tournament game, where she got fouled at the three-point line and knocked down all three free throws to force overtime. Great score. Definitely has some versatility, can play multiple positions. Definitely has to work on her defense, but offensively, she's a bucket getter. She's tough. Round two, pick 9, they went with Sanaya Fagan out of South Carolina, rim protector. We saw her body of work at South Carolina. Not really asked to score a lot, but like I said, good paint defender, can hold it down if needed. We're going to see if she's going to make the team. It's going to be tough. They got similar to Chicago, their front quarters already established. You got Cam Brink, Mama D, De'Erica Hamby. You got Azura Stevens as well. Rekia can mix it up and play the three or the four. So it's going to be a little bit tough for Fagan to make the squad. But we'll see. We'll see. And then round three, pick three, they got Liatu King out of Notre Dame. Versatile four, can rebound, double-double type machine, can score out of the mid-range. We saw her at Pitt before she transferred to Notre Dame. Can do a little bit of everything, just a little bit undersized. And like I said, third-round pick, we're going to see if she can compete and possibly make a roster. Doubt it, but we're going to see. So I'll probably get him a C plus. Sarah Ashley Barkley should make the roster. Like I said, she provides a scoring punch for them. They added Kelsey Plum. So Sarah probably coming off the bench, more than likely. Unless they start her at the two and put Plum at the one. Maybe that's a possibility. I actually thought that they would probably go with a point guard. Instead, they went with, you know, Sarah Ashley Barker. So a little bit of an interesting pick in my mind. But overall, like I said, I give them a C plus with that draft overall. Solid. Moving on to the Minnesota Lynx. Round two, pick three. They had three picks. Round two, pick three. Anastasia Kosu out of Russia. Round two, pick 12. Delia Daniels out of Washington. She was probably one of the best players at Washington, at UW. They pretty much had a big three that carried them throughout the season.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And she was the one of the ones to try to lead that UW team. And you look at the Lynx. They had a first-round pick. They ended up trading it to Chicago. The day before the draft, veteran team made it to the WNBA finals, didn't really need that first round draft pick. And as you see, they traded it away. And they still had three draft picks later on. I only see them having, you know, one to two roster spots probably available, probably up for grabs. Like I said, it's a veteran team. They just made the WNBA finals. If you're a rookie, that's probably one of the worst spots that you could have landed alongside with Vegas, just because those are veteran rosters. Those are teams that are competing for championships at the top of the top, top of the league, best of the best. So we're going to see. And like I said, their third round pick, pick 12, was Aubrey Griffin, somebody who's been banged up. She's been hurt more than she's played. So we're going to see. I don't think any of them probably going to make the roster, but hopefully somebody else can pick them up, see the talent that they have and display, and possibly, you know, sign them to a contract with their respective teams. So overall, it's not this great. It's probably not reflective of, you know, who they drafted, but more so of they just don't need the picks. So I'll probably give them a C-minus for the Lynx. Like I said, I don't really see any of them making the roster, contributing much of anything to this Minnesota Lynx team. And that's no fault of theirs. It's just the way that the league is. You only get 11 to 12 spots per roster. And this team is pretty much established. You know what you're getting. You know who's going to be performing. You know who's going to play. So, yeah, that's the Lynx. Moving on to New York Liberty, they had one pick, came in the third round, probably not going to make the team. Aja Kane out of France, they maybe have one roster spot available in New York. Like I said, that's the team who won the finals. They beat the Lynx in the championship. Veteran squad, know what you're getting. You know who the stars are: Stewie, Sabrina, JJ, Benaja, Laney Hamilton, Niara Sabali. They're pretty much established. Like I said, they maybe have one spot open, if that. So we're going to see. New York Liberty, D. I mean, it's a third-round pick. Not going to need them. So we'll see. We're just going to move on. Phoenix Mercury, I think they have 3 to 4 spots available. They didn't have any draft picks last night. Once again, veteran squad shook up their roster, lost BG in free agency. She went to Atlanta. Diana Taurasi retires. You add Satu Sabali. You add AT alongside Ka. Veteran squad. Like I said, didn't need the draft picks. Didn't have any draft picks last night. So can't really give them a grade. So we're going to go on to the next team. Seattle Storm. They had 1, 2, 3, 4 picks, 1 in the first round, 3 in the third round. As I've said already, 3 third-round picks, probably not going to make the team. And you look at this Seattle Storm team, another veteran squad. I think they probably have, 1 to 2 roster spots probably available. So we're going to see who makes the team. First round, pick 2. They got Dominique Malonga out of France, 6'6", versatile. A lot of the scouts comparing her to Wemby with her versatility. Only 19 years old. My only concern with her was that, we heard the hype about her coming into the draft with Olivia Miles entering the transfer portal and not declaring for the WNBA draft. That kind of moved some names up a little bit higher than probably expected. But we're going to see how Malonga pans out. Hopefully she pans out. Like I said, she's only 19. Getting compared to Wemby. Played for the France national team in the Olympics this past year. Didn't really play. That's my one concern about her. She was the number 2 pick. She got talked about getting compared to Wemby, but she barely played in the Olympics. Now, was the France coach just hating, or was she just not ready? What was it? They got Ezzie down low that could play the center. They got Nneka getting up there in age. Skylar Diggins-Smith at the point guard position. Like I said, veteran squad. So we're going to see how Malonga pans out. Probably going to start off coming off the bench, but definitely a foundational piece for the future. You look at your third-round picks, round 3, pick 1, Serena Sundell out of Kansas State. She fell into the third round. Like I said, a few of the mock drafts had her going in the first round. A lot of them had her going in the second round, but she fell to the third round. Not sure what all that was about, her falling, but she did. And she ends up in Seattle. Round 3, pick 4, they got Madison Connor out of TCU. Solid 2 guard. Can handle the ball a little bit, but not really. Was asked to have point guard duties with HVL being at TCU as well. Can shoot, can defend. And then their third round pick, round 3, pick 9, Jordan Hobbs out of Michigan, versatile guard. 3 third round picks, probably not going to make the team. Like I said, they probably have 1 to 2 roster spots available. If Malonga's pans out, I guess we got to wait and see. I give them a C+ for right now as a grade. We just got to wait and see how Malonga pans out. She's probably going to be the only one that makes the team out of the draft picks that was last night. So we're going to see, man. Moving on, last team, Washington Mystics. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 picks in last night's draft. They have 5 picks, 3 in the first round. They're in rebuild mode, similar to Connecticut. Probably not going to be too good. They're probably going to be young and probably going to be sorry. Keep it simple with you. But I love their draft picks outside of pretty much one of them. I love their draft. Round one, pick three, they got Sione Citron out of Notre Dame. Versatile. I call her a Swiss Army knife. She can do pretty much everything. Going to defend the best perimeter defenders. We saw her guarding Juju. We saw her guarding Paige throughout the season. She's going to take that tough assignment night in and night out and take it with pride. Can play with the ball, can play without the ball, can shoot on the offensive end, can move well without the ball on the offensive end, can cut. So I love that pick, man. She's a dog. She's tough. And they needed a guard. So you go get Sione Citron. Like I said, she can play with the ball. She can play without the ball. Round one, pick four, they got Kiki Iriafin. That's probably the one pick that I'm probably questionable and hesitant about because of the front court in Washington. You got Steph Dawson. You got Leah Edwards. You got Shakira Austin. And Kiki kind of reminds me of Leah Edwards. Like, it's like a carbon copy. Similar styles. Both can play the four or maybe the five if needed. Both can stretch the floor a little bit, operate out of the mid-range. It's just not much of a difference there between the players. And like I said, you got Shakira Austin also there. So do you move her? And just build around Kiki and Aaliyah Edwards down the road. They got new management. They got new head coach. So we're going to see how that pans out. Hopefully she's able to make the team and contribute something this year. And then round one, pick six, they got Georgia Amore. More of a traditional point guard. Like I said, Sione Citron can play with the ball, but played a lot off the ball, playing alongside Olivia Miles and Hannah Hidalgo at Notre Dame. But Georgia Amore is your traditional point guard. Can score, can facilitate, can average about, she averaged about, what, 18 and 9. Can shoot it at a very high level. Loves the floater. So shout out to Georgia Amore, man. Like I said, they needed a point guard. They lost Ariel Atkins. So they get a true point guard in Georgia Amore. And then round two, pick 11, they got Lucy Olsen out of Iowa, bucket getter. A lot of people were a little bit disappointed in how Lucy Olsen was at Iowa, as, you know, the heir to Caitlin Clark being at Iowa. But Lucy Olsen held it down, hit some tough shots. Has to get a little bit better from the free throw line, especially as a guard, but can score. We're going to see if she's able to make the team. But she can definitely, you know, provide a scoring punch for the Mystics off the bench if she's able to make the team. And then round three, pick seven, they got Zay Green out of Alabama. Once again, a versatile guard, a bigger guard, length, athleticism, can score from multiple levels. But we're going to see if she makes the squad. Like I said, third round pick, not too big on third round picks myself, me personally. So we're going to see. Shout out to Zay Green, though, man. She's been on a journey throughout her college career, going from the HBCU, starting at a Power 5, going to HBCU, and then back to a Power 5 institution. So shout out to Zay Green, man. Just a story of, you know, perseverance and just never quitting. But overall, I'll probably give them a B+. I love that Sione Citron pick. I love that Georgia Amore pick. If Kiki can work out with Leah Edwards alongside Leah Edwards, probably won't turn out to be too bad of a pick, but we just got to wait and see with that one. And with that, man, we gonna get into the last part of this video, man. Appreciate y'all holding it down with me, man. Like I said, hit that subscribe button, share it with your friends. Talk to me in the comments, man. What you think about my grades, man? Was I too harsh? Was I too nice? Let me know what y'all thought about the draft last night. What grades would you give out to these teams, man? Who are you expecting to show up and show up on this W season, man? Share y'all thoughts on the third round stuff, man. I think they should keep the third round. Let me know. But with that, man, we're going to get into the last segment. Round two steals, man. We got to talk about the round two steals. And if you still with me from the beginning of this video, you already know pretty much who I'm probably going to go with. But I'll give y'all three people who I'm excited to see. Hopefully, you know, make these teams and if they do make these teams, I'm excited to see what they do during the W season. So first up, Tahina Pau Pau. She slipped into the second round. A lot of the mock drafts had her going late in the first round, around that, 10 to 12 range. Like I said, she slipped into the second round, ended up in Atlanta. A great shooter, combo guard. I'm excited to see what she does in Atlanta, learning from Ryan Howard, learning from Alicia Gray, learning from Jordan Canada. I think she definitely, like I said, she has an opportunity to make the squad and definitely can contribute. They need shooters in Atlanta, and she provides that. Number two, I'm going with Cheyenne Sellers. Like I said, she slipped into another player who slipped into the second round. A few of the mock drafts had her going in the first round as well. Versatile guard, length, athleticism, can play multiple positions. She ends up in Golden State. So we're going to see how that works out. The expansion team, they probably won't be too good. So Sellers should be able to make the team and contribute right away, and provide, some good minutes for them in Golden State. Number three, this is probably a little bit of a stretch. Like I said, we're going to see if she makes the team. But I like this pick. I like her landing there. Mikaela Thompson going to Indiana with the Fever. Like I said, they got Natasha Howard down low. They got Dawana Bonner, Aaliyah Boston, Dontis down low. But Thompson prides herself on being a lockdown paint defender. Her defense is what is her calling card. Like I said, she averaged three blocks per game at Florida State. Gets busy defensively. So I'm excited to see if she's able to make the team in Indiana and see what she can do with the Fever. Caitlin Clark, Aaliyah Boston, Natasha Howard. We're going to see what she can do. So that wraps it up, man. Round two. Y'all let me know what y'all think in the comments, man. Who is the steal in round two of the draft? You think anybody's going to make the team from round two? Any surprises that slipped in the round two or round three? Y'all let me know y'all thoughts in the comments. Like I said, man, hit me in the comments. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. We out. We're going to catch y'all on the next episode. Peace.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.